It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
It is the feeling that you bring forward. It is your emotional connection that really sets the tone for what is going to be happening to you and for you. And you know that feeling when you touch it. It just spreads through you. I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. Hi, it's Summer, and a quick request before we jump into the show. If you like this podcast, the number one reason Flow Dreaming has grown is because of your reviews. People rely on your opinion, and frankly, they often misunderstand Flow Dreaming. The only way to correct that is through you, leaving a few words about the program. So pop over to iTunes or your podcast app and write a review. It means so much to me when you do. Now, on to the show. Hi, it's Summer. Welcome to Flow Dreaming. We have a great episode heading your way right now. It's called Waiting for the Other Shoe to Drop. Boom, 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 boom. I have been wanting to do this topic for a while because it's something that comes up so ridiculously constantly in my students' lives, my clients' lives, my own life. And I'll describe it for you. And then we're going to go into what it means energetically in flow. We're going to tie it into the concept of your manifesting, of what you're actually creating when you're holding on to this energy of waiting for the other shoe to drop. And of course, we always correct things once we identify them. So stay with me for the show, and hopefully we can get to clear out some of this energy in your life. So let's look at this concept of waiting for the other shoe to drop. Now, I know sometimes I use these colloquialisms that you may not understand if you're not from the United States. So it kind of goes like this. The other shoe dropping, meaning everything is going great. Everything is good. In fact, it's making you nervous. It's going so well. Now you just know that it cannot last. Something bad is going to happen. You can't fully enjoy the pleasure and the bounty and the ease of where you're at because you're feeling on guard. Like, I can't trust this. Something is going to happen to break it or disturb it and frankly hurt me. Okay, this is what that phrase means, the other shoe. As if you were hopping along on one leg, right? The other foot will fall. And we have to be ready for it. You know, winter is coming, as they say in Game of Thrones, right? So what this does is this feeling, this energy state, it manifests in our life by telling our flow, by telling our emotional, energetic makeup, don't trust the pleasure. Don't trust the joy. Don't trust the ease. And if you really look closely at it, what you're going to find is that you have a greater trust in the tragedy. And if you think about this, it's kind of weird. Like, what? Ew, maybe that's true. You feel that the tragedy that's coming or that the downside, everything that goes up must come down, right? It's kind of a known. It's the yin yang of the universe. It's the black white. It's the, you know, the left right. Everything that goes up must come down. So we brace for this coming down. And not only do we brace for it, but we have more faith and trust in things going down than we do in their going up. Right. Think about this. On one hand, we often feel like our lives are going to get better. The older we get, the better we'll do. The smarter we'll get, the more income we'll earn, the happier we'll feel, the less we'll care about what other people think, and the more joy we'll extract from life. We have that feeling on the one side. But on the other hand, we're not so sure. What if things get worse? What if that good job goes away? What if your husband cheats on you? What if you discover a health problem? we tend to have more certainty that things will slide down than things will rise. That is what I want you to put your finger on today. Where you fall in that spectrum. And don't get all Pollyanna on me. Everything is great. I don't feel that way, Summer. Get into the areas where maybe you do feel that way or you have felt that way. Where you don't fully trust. If I put it to you like this instead, what if you could feel the rest of your life that everything that you did and had and encountered and felt was filled with ease, abundance, flow, perfect timing, divine timing, health, intimacy, love? And you're like, okay, I went with the first couple, but after you started stacking them up, I started to say, yeah, but there's going to be illness and tragedy and loss and grief. Understood, there will be. But where do you dominantly expect? Which one feels more inevitable, more likely, more true? Like, the good stuff sometimes happens, but the bad stuff always happens. That's a better way of putting it. Good stuff sometimes happens. Happens if you're lucky. Happens if you get into the flow. Happens if you get into the right space. You've got to love it for as long as you can because the bad stuff always happens. Bad stuff is always coming. That is a done deal. Death and taxes and bad stuff. Always there. All right, now are we getting to that spot inside you where you can figure out where you skew toward? Waiting for the other shoe to drop. When you move into the flow dreaming realm, right, we are people who feel that our consciousnesses exist not just in our bodies, but external to our bodies, that we live in a field of information. And as conscious, living, thriving beings, we are able to create for ourselves not just with our hands, but with our hearts and minds and spirits and souls. So the part of you that's creating with your heart and your soul, this is the part of you that we release into flow. We get there through getting into this particular emotional state, kind of connecting, going over the bridge from physical to non-physical energy. When we do this, when we flow dream, what we're asking for, what we're saying, what we're stimulating the universe to hear from us is, life is getting better for me. It's getting easier. It's getting more satisfying. I'm becoming more relaxed and calm and happy. I'm feeling healthier. Right? That's what we want our universe, our future, to read from us. If you had to scribble like you were a chalkboard and you had to scribble all over yourself, you would write all of those things on you. You would not write, the other shoe will drop, the tragedy is coming. You wouldn't write that, would you? Yet, it's there. It's there because you have that as a certainty. You have that as an absolute inside you. There's a part of you that would say, I'm dumb not to think that. Of course I have to think that. So then you enter this kind of fanciful game of, so I'll just, you know that that's really solid and true, but I'm going to flow dream all this other stuff. And then you start to think, am I just tricking myself? Of course you would think that. Because you're really trusting in one thing while you're trying to write it over with something else. And you haven't solved that gap yet. You haven't gotten through that distrust. You haven't made the leap. I know this feeling of the other shoe will drop. Right? As a cancer survivor, that feeling weighs on me. The other shoe could drop. What will I do? Right? That's the biggest manifestation of it. But I also see this energy. Once you start looking for it, you'll notice it in many other places in your life where you're wary, where you're being practical and pragmatic, right? It's a good thing. You want to be prepared, but you don't want to be anticipating. Can you feel the difference? I want to be prepared, but I don't want to be anticipating. In flow dreaming, we work a lot with distinctions in emotional states, distinctions in words. Prepared, for me, feels solid, comfortable. Right? This is why I take my, you know, my anti-cancer regime of holistic healing and you know, cruciferous vegetables, all the things that I do. I'm prepared. Makes me feel solid, good, comfortable, calm, in flow. I'm not anticipating. And I can feel the shift inside myself when that occurs. That's the other shoe dropping. When I start to anticipate. So take a look at something in your life right now. Where are you? Are you prepared or are you anticipating? You waiting for the other shoe to drop? Does it feel more real for you than feeling that growth and abundance and feeling blessed and given to is more of your natural state? Ask yourself, look at this. Because to go back to that little chalkboard that you are walking around and to solve that issue of, well, what am I really saying? Why do I feel like I'm being fake? Right? You don't want to give that to your flow. You need to acknowledge that if that's inside of you. I want one thing, but I actually feel something else and I'm just kind of faking it. I'm faking the feeling. Your flow will read that. Your universe, your life, your future reads you. Like a book. Every word scribbled on you, every feeling, every expectation. This is why in my life I've made it a huge priority to move away from as much lack thinking as I possibly can, to move away from as much feeling of the other shoe dropping as I possibly can. And to move instead into a feeling of, I'm prepared, I'm wise, I'm bountiful, I trust myself. This is my personal growth, right? This is my lifetime of personal growth. Getting to that place in myself more and more. Because I know when I do, the universe will mirror me. My external world perfectly reflects my internal world. And I can't control the external world, but I can control my internal world. We all know people who run around in life trying to control their external world because that's all they've been taught to do. And then when things blow up or fall apart or divorce or get fired and all of that, they think, what happened? I couldn't control it. Of course you can't control other people. The events of everything out there. They're not yours to control. But there is one thing that is. You, yourself, your internal state, your emotion, your preoccupation with your mind and your thoughts, your own heart. No one else has control over any of that but you. That's where your power is. Your life is directed from inside you, not outside you. Flow dreamers understand this, and we work with this idea constantly. You know, people who've had generalized anxiety disorder, right? That's that looming feeling that something bad will happen. You don't even know what. You just wake up feeling that all the time, like something bad's going to happen, and I just don't know what it is, but it's just going to be, it's going to be there. Right? That's another way of saying the other shoe will drop. That's another way of recognizing I'm anticipating. I'm not prepared. Or just preparing. You can help yourself through this, right? This does not have to be where you stay. This is not a set point that's perpetually inside of you. You can move away from this. You just have to know how, and you have to know what tools to use. Starting to get to know your own emotional states, your lack thinking in particular, the kind of feelings that you pre-act into your flow every day. Remember, pre-action as opposed to reaction. Reaction is what people do when they are not manifesting. They are responding to things that have already occurred. You are reacting to your past moment by moment. And that's how most of us play out our day in terms of our feelings and emotions. We just react, react, react to all the stuff that's already been set up. Flow dreamers pre-act. We feel what we anticipate feeling in our future before it ever happens to us. Instead of reading someone else's novel, we are writing our own. That is pre-action. And I know it can feel strange in the beginning because you think, okay, so I'm going to go in and I'm going to feel what? Feel whatever you want to feel tomorrow, the next day. Feel it right now. And I don't care if you have nothing in your life you can relate it to, nothing that you can see would create this. You can take your most intractable and difficult situation and feel about it right now the way you would ultimately want to feel. Start giving that to your flow. Start giving that to the universe. That is what will change you faster than anything. Faster than anything at all. Start feeling that. Start pre-acting that. Start pre-sponding that. What happens if you spend just 5 or 10% of your day in a pre-active state, in a flow state, in a highly creative, manifestational, open, universally connected to God, to your source self state? 5% of your day, 15 minutes even, 20. All the rest of the time, you can react, react, react. But you've given it a little bit of guidance. If you find yourself feeling and fearing the other shoe dropping, go into your flow, right? Take it as a sign. Hey, universe is telling me I've slipped out of flow. I've slipped out of flow and I'm feeling helpless and I'm feeling powerless. And that's my sign. Oh my God, I've had too much of that feeling today. I need to get back into flow. I need to get back into communication. I need to start pre-acting and using this technique to feel how I want to feel, to remember where I'm going, to remembering that, yes, in fact, life does go up and down. What goes up does come down. But how will it feel when it comes down for me? I want it to be fun like a roller coaster. I want to flow through the down. I want to glide through the down. I want to know that those down points are actually just shifting me, right? It's me just letting go of something that needs to be let go of. It's part of what I'm needing to grow and evolve. Now that's a down that I can anticipate with joy. I don't have to feel like it's going to be painful and hurtful and it's going to wreck me, right? That's different. That's a choice. Pain, wrecking, difficulty, that's a choice. But I do know I will lose things, and I do know I will release things, and I do know I will outgrow those things. So how can I feel when I do? Maybe that's what the other shoe dropping really means. Yes. To graduate into, you know, upper level or high school or from grammar school to the next level, you do have to finish one grade and let go of it. But if you look at it that way, it's something that is joyful, expected, wanted. So that's what I want to share with you today. Discover where you are. What are you anticipating? What is your set point? What are you skewing toward? Is it that lack thinking? Fear? Other shoe dropping? That hovering anxiety? If it is, beautiful. Now you know. Your flow is telling you. Your heart is telling you. It's been speaking to you. That's all it means. Your heart has been speaking to you. And it's saying, I think we can feel something different now. I really want to feel something different now. Can we please go there? It's trying to wake you up, stimulate you. So listen to it. Listen to it. All right. We're going to go to a very quick break. When we come back, we'll do some flow dreaming around this idea, this feeling that the other shoe will drop and how to take your power back over that sense. All right. So stay with me right after this. Hi, it's summer, but on break. And I know that some of you are still wondering, what is flow dreaming and what is me school? Because I refer to both of these quite a bit in my podcast. Me school is a transformational program. It's a gorgeous and deeply revealing, empowering online school worldwide where I teach you how to remodel your life in any way you choose using the technique of flow dreaming, as well as a bunch of other deeply powerful life-changing processes. So Me School is either enrolling or it's accepting names onto the wait list. And that means that I'm accepting students who work with me for the year, and you can learn how to do what I do in life, the way I think, the way I build things, make things, heal things, everything I talk about, you will learn directly from me how to do. You're going to create some amazing things. My Me Schoolers, their lives change way beyond the norm. And you don't even have to be a superstar when you go in. Some of you are, and you're ready to go bigger, play in that bigger field. And some of you are just saying, hey, help, what's next? Where should I go? And both are fine. Both are great. If you're ready to go big, but you know that you need to deepen your own spiritual practice and your personal growth, because that's where it all comes from, right? Then this is where you need to be. Your life only grows as big as you do. So here's what to do. Go on over to flowdreaming.com and click on Me School. And during these enrollment periods, you can actually set up a free phone call with me or my staff. And we'll talk about it. Is it a fit? Is it interesting? During waitlist times, we just put you on a list of people who've expressed interest so we can notify you as soon as the doors open. All right, I look forward to hearing from you and even more to getting to know you as one of my personal students in Me School. Now, let's get back to the episode. Welcome back. I want to give you some tools that you can use that address kind of our topic today. It's the Daily Flow Playlist. You can find that at flowdreaming.com, which you just heard about. The Daily Flow Playlist contains a morning flow dream and an evening flow dream. It also contains a 5-minute short flow dream called Instant Alignment. So what these three do is sort of bookend your day. In the morning, you are anticipating, instead of feeling, concerned, what will happen, we're gonna redo those feelings with, this is how my day is actually going to go. It's going to be filled with the right things, the right people. I'll be at ease. I'll be in balance. I won't be stressed. Things will go my way. And then instant alignment is one that you use anytime during the day when you're starting to feel those feelings creep in again. Oh yeah, wait a minute. Let me get in alignment. Let me feel myself and my flow and my future and my connection. And then at night, while you're falling asleep or before you go to bed, you're going to play the last flow dream, which is where you're going to discover what it is that you want to tell the universe that you really want. You'll ask for it. Have this come to me tomorrow, the next day, this week, this month. So if you're using all three of these, it's really hard to get off track, right? Those feelings of, oh no, when will the bad thing happen? It's kind of, like going forward with your sword and your shield. It's hard for those feelings to get to you because you're constantly remaking them inside you. Okay, so go check out that playlist. It's really a lovely one, a great one. It's like a core one for your library. Okay, so flow dreaming. Hey, yes, what is it? Are you guys ready to do it? Many of you know what it is already. If it's your first time flow dreaming, I think I mentioned, go to my website. I have a kit that teaches you how to do this process. It's not meditation or hypnosis. It's an emotional, energetic tool or technique that allows you to reshape your own emotional landscape, as well as to communicate, manifest, and create in your future, your present, well, anytime time becomes irrelevant. So you're going to notice as we go into this that instead of it feeling like a meditation where I'm saying, you know, I would say be quiet and let's release and calm your mind and focus on a single thought or mantra, we don't do that. In some ways, we go the opposite. We say, mind, heart, I need you on board with me. We're going to feel something. We're going to feel it intensely. We're going to get deep into this feeling. We're going to believe it. We're going to become it. Because I want to show my flow. I want to restructure it inside myself. This is who I really am. This is who I really feel. And how do I know that it's what I really am? Because I'm actually making myself be this right now. Remember, you don't need life. You don't need things to happen outside you to feel the way you want to feel inside. You can go ahead and feel those ways now. You have permission. Does it matter what's going on inside you or outside you? Your life is always flowing by, always changing. If you really decide on how you feel inside based on all the ups and downs and daily blah, blah, blah of life, of course you're always going to feel tumultuous. That's what life does. Just throws a whole lot of different things out there. But if you want to feel calm and serene, powerful, focused, clear, you go inside, independent of what's going on outside, because that's where you have all of your power. So go ahead right now and close your eyes with me, and we'll do a brief flow dream. Take a nice deep breath. Inhaling all the way to the bottom of your lungs, which go right down into your abdomen, right up above your belly button even. When you exhale, feel that beautiful breath flowing completely out of you as your shoulders drop and you roll your neck and you loosen your jaw. You might even yawn, releasing all the muscles in your face that are holding tension between your eyes, up in your brow. You're relaxing, releasing your body so that you can release your mind and your heart and your consciousness into flow, imagining flow as a rippling river of light, imagining that the universe has this glorious, conscious, cosmic energy moving through it, blowing, billowing, dancing. It's a river of light and love, a river of awareness. And this river that you find yourself dancing on, skimming over, playing in, like a sea otter in the ocean, like a dolphin leaping through the waves. You can do this with this energy and this flow. And it doesn't feel quite so big and vast once you're in it. In fact, you notice you have your own current, particular to you, very cozy, comfortable, safe. Your own past and your present. And you can even see a bit of your future unfurling out there in front of you, glittering and shining. Everything that you are and that you've ever been in this flow of you, this beautiful, evolving being. And you feel protected. You feel cared for. You feel cherished. You know that you would have to be in order for you to have existed this long, to have been given all of these potential experiences, to be given the experience of life itself, moment by moment. You have to have been protected, loved, encouraged, And you have been. And you can feel that. And you feel, too, those things that have made you feel anxious and worried. Too good to be true, it won't last. And you notice those feelings as something that's foreign to you. These are other people's ideas you've picked up about how long good stuff can supposedly last. People trying to inoculate you, vaccinate you against something you perceive as bad. That's their beliefs. And you can see that. That's your beliefs. I don't need to anticipate something bad. In fact, all I choose to anticipate are more and more things that are good for me, that stretch me, grow me, satisfy me, fulfill me. Some of those things may be challenging. Some of them may be absurdly easy and relaxing to be in. But I do know that I don't have to fear them. I don't have to expect that I'll be hurt by them. All I have to know is that I'm loved and I'm cared for. That I can continue to expect ease and bounty and to be given what I need in any and every circumstance that I might face in my future. I will be given the key and the answer along with the problem, hand in hand. I can feel that. I do feel that. And I know that. And I hold that knowing in my heart. I hold it in my flow. I feel joyful. I feel excited. I feel so happy remembering it's a choice. I don't need to fear. Instead, I feel prepared. I feel ready. I feel ready for my growth, ready for my next step, ready for the feelings of accomplishment and joy that come from that, ready for my future, ready for my life. And that's the feeling I stay in. Even now, as the scene begins to dissolve, and I find myself returning from my daydream, from my flow dream, and opening my eyes. And there you have it. As always, if you have ideas for topics, I've been really appreciating that. You can go ahead and email me, summer@flowdreaming.com. I read everything, even if I can't always respond. So much appreciation, lots and lots of kisses. Do remember the Daily Flow playlist. And I'll talk to you all again next week, same time, same place, for more Flow Dreaming. All right, that wraps up our episode today. But before you go, two things. One, you can get the Flow Dreaming app in the Google, Amazon, or iTunes app stores. It allows you to search and sort, to mark your favorite episodes. It's completely free to download. And it gives you access to the latest several dozen of these episodes, as well as to the premium episode library, where there are more than 400 episodes that date back 10 years. The app's free, so go download it now at Flow Dreaming in the App Store on your mobile device. And last, if you love my show, I'm going to give a shout out to my mom's podcast. It's called The Dear Venus Show. And she's an amazing intuitive and a medium and super, super funny. Search the words Dear Venus in your podcast directory or online. And that way you can find her too.